Zoil Services Limited is a wholly Ghanaian oil waste management and spill response company established in 2009 to manage oil and hazardous waste in the oil and gas sector. Situated at Nankrum in the Shamar district of the Western Region, the company aims to contribute to the protection of the environment and life through providing industry-tested waste management services to oil companies in the country in order to minimize or eliminate the negative impact of industrial activities. Zoil Services focuses on the treatment of drilling waste, exploration and production-related hazardous materials and other industrial waste using the state-of-the-art technology. To do this effectively, the company decided to build the anaerobic thermal desorption unit. It is a rotary thermal plant desorption unit designed to utilize indirect heat and negative pressure to physically separate organic contaminants from waste. The waste is fed into the calciner of the unit at anaerobic conditions where it is thermally processed to extract the hazardous element contained in the waste product. Specific waste that can be treated by the unit include crude oil tanker buttons and marine waste, drill cuttings, oily sludge, filter cakes, engine and hydraulic oil, as well as kitchen and galley grease. In an address, the Managing Director of Zoil Services Limited, Dr. Kenneth Asamoah-Boateng, said the installation and commissioning of the plant is an important milestone in Ghana's oil and gas industry as far as sustainable hazardous waste management are concerned. He said management is poised to ensure that the negative situation in some oil-producing countries in Africa, such as Nigeria and Angola, are not manifested in Ghana. The Western Regional Minister Paul Evans Edu, who commissioned the plant, said the fact that Zoil is an indigenous company gives credence to the local content policy in the oil and gas industry. He urged Zoil, as a company in the marine industry, not to distance or disconnect itself from marine laws and regulations and those of the Environmental Protection Agency.